This is PBR, Preservation Bible Radio. PBR is an outreach ministry of the Wonders of the Bible Collection, proclaiming Jesus Christ through visual arts, science, and communication technologies, past, present, and future.
You're listening to Wonders of the Bible. This is Frank DeFreitas. With this broadcast, we will be continuing our Miracles of Jesus series. In our first three programs, we covered miracles 1 through 15. In this fourth and final installment, we'll be covering miracles 16 through 21. There are a total of 37 miracles of Jesus recorded in the Holy Bible, and 21 miracles recorded in our current series, the Gospel of Matthew. In future programs, we will be covering the miracles of Jesus in the Gospels of Mark, Luke, and John. Debbie will be joining me to close out our series today. Let's begin. Miracle number 16, healing the Gentile woman's daughter. We turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verses 21 through 28. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. This miracle is also mentioned in Mark chapter 7, verse 24.
Miracle number 17, feeding the 4,000, from Matthew chapter 15, verses 29 through 38. And Jesus departed from thence, and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain, and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them, insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see. And they glorified the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. And his disciples said unto him, Whence should we have so much bread in the wilderness as to fill so great a multitude? And Jesus saith unto them, How many loaves have ye? And they said, Seven and a few little fishes. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. And when he took the 7 loaves and the fishes, and gave thanks, and brake them, and gave to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat, and were filled. And they took up of the broken meat that was left 7 baskets full. And they that did eat were 4,000 men, besides women and children. This miracle is also mentioned in Mark chapter 8, verse 1.
Miracle number 18, healing the epileptic boy. Matthew chapter 17, verses 14 to 20. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed. For oft times he falleth into the fire, and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, Why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. This miracle is also mentioned in Mark chapter 9, verse 17, and Luke chapter 9, verse 38.
Miracle number 19, Temple Tax in the Fish's Mouth, from Matthew chapter 17, verses 22 to 27. And while they abode in Galilee, Jesus said unto them, The Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men, and they shall kill him, and the third day he shall be raised again. And they were exceeding sorry. And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, Doth not your master pay tribute? He saith, Yes. And when he was come into the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, What thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute, of their own children or of strangers? Peter saith unto him, Of strangers. Jesus saith unto him, Then are the children free. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea, and cast an hook, and take up the fish that first cometh up, and when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take, and give unto them for me and thee. This miracle appears only in the Gospel of Matthew.
Miracle number 20, Healing two blind men. Matthew chapter 20, verses 29 through 34. And as they departed from Jericho, a great multitude followed him, and behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, cried out, saying, Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David. And the multitude rebuked them, because they should hold their peace. But they cried the more, saying, Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David. And Jesus stood still, and called them, and said, What will ye that I shall do unto you? They say unto him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. So Jesus had compassion on them, and touched their eyes. And immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. This miracle is also mentioned in Mark chapter 10, verse 48, and Luke chapter 18, verse 35.
Miracle number 21, Withering the Fig Tree, from Matthew chapter 21, verses 18 through 22. Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it, and found nothing thereon but leaves only, and said unto it, Let no fruit grow on thee henceforward forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How soon is the fig tree withered away? Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith, and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. This miracle is also mentioned in Mark chapter 11, verse 12. This concludes the 21 miracles of Jesus Christ as recorded in the Gospel of Matthew.
Thank you, Debbie. If you enjoyed this series, stay tuned to Wonders of the Bible for upcoming shows. And visit our website at wondersofthebible.org. Once again, this is Frank DeFreitas, and may God bless you today and every day. And remember to always love others, just as Jesus Christ loves you.
This is PBR, Preservation Bible Radio.